I'm Gary LaRude of Microwave Journal. On this special episode of Frequency Matters, I'm speaking with Mike Kahn, the president and CEO of CAES, formerly known as Cobham Advanced Electronic Solutions. Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, Gary. Nice to be here.
Before we talk about CAES, tell us about your background, Mike, and what led you to this role.
Well, Gary, I've been in this aerospace and defense business a few years, you know, starting my career back in the early 80s as a design engineer building rocket engines, and had the good fortune to work in a number of organizations aside from engineering, you know, manufacturing, quality, mission assurance, supply chain, program management, general management, DC office, and also, you know, had the benefit of working on a number of different programs across the agencies, you know, NASA, Air Force, Navy, Army, Missile Defense, and then commercial and international programs as well. And been doing it, you know, a few years. The last 10 years been primarily focused on the defense side of the house, you know, running the defense business for the Orbital ATK, and then on to Northrop Grumman when they acquired the business in 2018. And for the last 6 months, I've been here at CAES. I've always had a passion for leadership. You know, CAES is a great sized company, about $1 billion company, you know, excellent technology, very diversified portfolio, great customers, you know, a really excellent team. And it's really a privilege to be with the organization and a very exciting future for us.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you've got a lot of background in this industry. And from your perspective, what are the current priorities for the US DoD?
Well, there's certainly no shortage of material you can read in the papers these days. But you know, I think like in any new organization, things need to settle out a bit. That there's still a number of leadership roles that are need to be filled, the undersecretaries for the different services, the, you know, cabinet members and such. And so, you know, I think as these people get appointed and confirmed, you know, and then they determine their own path forward, you know, there'll likely be, you know, a clear direction. Until then, it's hard to believe that you'll see any significant increase or decrease. So I'm expecting it to be flat for certainly for the next year, you know, and then as the organizations roll out their priorities, we'll see where we're going. I think there's still going to be significant emphasis in areas like space and cybersecurity and industrial policy, you know, like we have been seeing recently. And also, the DoD has done, I think, an excellent job streamlining acquisitions, maintaining the focus on priority programs so they don't get stretched out. And so I would hope that those programs maintain, you know, that level of momentum. I think companies like us will play a key role in the future, especially when we start talking about the industrial base and electronics. And we look forward to supporting that.
So from that perspective of the priorities, how are you positioning the R&D that you're doing and the program focus there to address them?
Well, we work very closely with our customers, which for the most part are the primes, to make sure that our R&D funds align well with their needs and their future challenges and the missions that they support. You know, we also do work directly with the R&T organizations of the different government branches, to make sure that we're also supporting some of their technologies, and we also get complemented funds, like the recent hypersonics award that we received to work on those programs. And of course, we do our own research and technology and develop products and prototypes for our customers to take a look at. And I think, you know, you've heard a number of those activities, like high density. Some of the high-density products we make in memory, the advancements we've made in radiation-hardened electronics, some of the data links and advanced manufacturing packaging. So, you know, we bring those ideas forward to our customers to see if we can upgrade and improve performance on existing platforms.
So you have an expansive portfolio, as you noted, of product capabilities, and historically you've provided those through your independent business units. As you look forward, how do you see the best way to serve the market and your customer base?
Well, we recently reorganized the company. You know, we changed the name to Case, you know, and we do have an important legacy, but we also made some structural changes. We reorganized the business into four divisions: a space systems business, a missile systems, integrated defense systems, and a signal products division. And the reason for that was to best align our organization to the markets and the customers that they serve. We decentralized the organization at the same time, you know, to make sure that was their laser focus on customers, on their markets, to minimize any, you know, confusion you get from multiple levels or, you know, who does what. And I'm seeing some, you know, some great progress. We got some excellent feedback from our customers on our responsiveness and agility. And so it does help our businesses stay better aligned and better focused on day-to-day activities.
So until about a year ago, you were a U.S. subsidiary of the British firm Cobham PLC, which was acquired by Advent International. And as you've noted, you've changed the name to Case. Has anything else changed in terms of your business model or your strategy?
Well, like I just mentioned, that, you know, aside from our name change to Case, which again was to, you know, recognize the legacy, but really differentiate ourselves going forward and really create that focus on the future. I would say the biggest change we made was to decentralize the business and create those four divisions focused on execution, focused on their customers and enabling the customers to grow with the support from us, and as we desire to be a partner of choice, and also make sure that we are an employee of choice, that the folks that we have in the organization are, you know, are proud to be part of Case and are proud to be on the programs that they serve. And, you know, so I think that focus on execution and program excellence, you know, through this decentralized organization and market-centric design, you know, will allow us to perform the way, you know, our customers need to us as we go forward.
You mentioned that you've been in your role for about 6 months and, of course, joined the company in the midst of the pandemic. Part of a new CEO's role is getting to meet the team and seeing the sites. And with COVID-19 impacting travel and in-person meetings, how have you been able to develop a sense of the business?
Well, fortunately, I've had the opportunity to visit our sites. You know, I've sat with the leadership team in small groups, of course, you know, toured the facilities a few times, and even met with some of the customers in person. Certainly not as much as I would like to do, as there's nothing better than being there face to face. And of course, we have a lot of Zoom and team meetings like everybody else. And so what I try to do on those, you know, calls when it's not in person is, you know, try to interface with the folks that are directly doing the work versus, you know, have their boss do the presentation or, you know, the same individual. And so that at least gets me more direct interface with a lot of the folks in the organization. As you know, we're an essential manufacturer. And so we've had, you know, roughly 65% of the organization coming to work over the past year. And so a decent number of people do come to work, and I'm very proud of the team. We've had a lot of accomplishments this last year during that time. And so I know we're all looking forward to the next year and getting some, you know, resume to normal activities. But all in all, you know, I have had the opportunity to visit the team and visit them in person.
So after 6 months in your role, where do you see the strengths of Case, and how do you see the organization evolving further?
Well, no surprise that, you know, I would say our strength is clearly in our people and their passion to be on, you know, that next, you know, missile system or EW radar system or guided munition launch vehicle exploration, like the Perseverance rover that we just supported. You know, our goal is to enable our customers to be successful through the support that we provide them. And it's exciting to see the organizations do that. And so as we work with our organizations and develop our team and help them better serve their customers, it's, you know, it's an exciting future for us. And our goal is to, like myself, make every member of Case proud to support the customers and programs we're on.
Well, you're certainly doing very important work. So we wish you and your team very well, and we appreciate your taking time to speak with us about the direction of the company. We'll have you back in the future and get an update. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, and thank you, Gary.